Hey Alicia, welcome to Beyond the Numbers. I'm so excited for this conversation. For our listeners who might not know who you are, why don't you go ahead and introduce yourself, share a little bit about who you are and what you do?
Hey, Amy, thank you so much for having me. I'm really glad to be here. So I'm Alicia Phillips. I'm the founder of Phillips Virtual Solutions, where we provide back-end operations and system support for service providers, small teams, brick-and-mortar businesses that are growing fast. Tends to be the kind of businesses where the front end looks polished, but behind the scenes, things are probably duct taped together and they're starting to crack. At Phillips Virtual Solutions, we come in to streamline the tech, clean up the systems, get the right tools in place so that growth doesn't mean burnout. And I'm the online business manager that's running the show. So I specialize in tech and systems, and I help make sure that businesses run smoothly, support your team, and give you the freedom to focus on what it is that you do best.
Now we're going to talk about onboarding today and how you put together a process that's streamlined and repeatable for emails and documents and all of those things. That way you're not trying to remember all those things. You're giving a great client experience as well, and I'm sure it's saving you countless hours of mind clutter because you're not trying to remember all these little steps that have to be done each and every time.
Yes, so onboarding isn't just paperwork, right? This is the first real taste your client's going to get on how it is that you work. So if the process is smooth, if they feel confident, supported, and clear on what to expect, then this is really great. But if it's clunky or scattered, it can begin to shake that trust even before you start delivering, and we don't want to do that. So today, I want to help you think through how to streamline that process. Not just to impress your clients, but like Amy mentioned, to protect your time and energy. So let's dive in. What does a strong, repeatable onboarding system actually look like? There's three key pieces that you're going to need to dial in. We want your emails, your second is going to be your documents and forms, and third is your overall client experience. And kind of bonus in between all of this is going to be the automations to make this happen. And so if you get this right, you're not only going to save time, but you will also raise the bar on how your business shows up. So let's start with emails because most of us are sending the same email over and over and over again manually. So here's what you need to do. You want one solid welcome email template that you're going to use every time a new client comes through the door. This email should include a warm welcome. Make it short, direct, not cheesy. Confirmation of what they just purchased or booked. Next steps, what to expect of them, and then what they can expect from you. A link to your intake form or portal, client access if you have one. Any timeline information. So when their project starts, how long it's going to take, all that information. You want that. Communication boundaries. So when and how to reach you and what's off limits for that. Now, here's the pro tip here is we want to set this email to send automatically once their contract is signed or their payment is received. Now, you can use tools like Honeybook or Dubsado for this. I really love them as service-based CRM system. They automate all of this really, really incredible. But you could also use Zapier and Gmail. They can do that fine as well. Now, if you have multiple offers, you're probably going to want to create one version for each, but don't reinvent the wheel, right? We're just creating that welcome email for each of these offers, what it looks like, and move forward. Documents and forms. So this is more of like the admin side of things. And this is the part that gets ignored until it gets super messy. So there's two pieces here is you're going to have your intake forms. And this is your chance to gather everything you need upfront instead of chasing this information later. So that form might include things like basic information, their name, their email, their phone number, brand assets, logos, photos, color codes, any of that kind of information you would need. Tech details, so tools that they're using, login details, all that kind of stuff. And then what are their goals or the project priorities? Having that already listed. And then any personal notes that might need to be made. Now you can build this form in Dubsado and Honeybook. They've got really great forms already built out, but you can also use Google Forms or Typeform, whatever it is that's going to fit your stack. Here's the key thing. One form, one time, no back and forth. So just get it all done in one fell swoop. Makes it so much easier and makes the process better for you and for your client. Now, from here, you're going to want your documents hub, as I like to call it. And you need one central place where you're storing contracts, invoices, intake forms, guides or welcome documents, all of these information pieces that your client's going to need. You don't want them to have to dig through emails to find any of this stuff. So even something as simple as a shared Google Drive folder is really great for this. Honeybook has a really great client portal where they can access all of this information. So it makes a huge difference. And when we can link any of these things from one page or one email, and we can keep the flow nice and tight, this is really, really, really incredible. Lastly, you want to look at your client experience. So how does it feel from their end? Because onboarding isn't just a transaction. We're starting a relationship, right? So you want your client to feel confident that they're in good hands, clear on what's happening, making sure that they feel taken care of. And here's how you're going to create that. I really love welcome guides, or like a one pager, as some people call them. And so this is going to have information on what's included, on what they just purchased or got, what's not included, because this is really incredibly important sometimes to make sure that it's clear that this is not what you're providing. And then any key dates, contact information, meeting cadence, any of that information, and what they need to do and when. And so I really love if this is able to be included in that welcome email. But sometimes this needs to go out a little bit later because there's a little bit more personal information that goes into this. And then from there, you also, I love creating a personal touch. So this could look like recording a 1 to 2 minute Loom video, walking through the next steps, sending a quick voice message, or even a handwritten thank you. That can go really far. Or if you're able to, mailing like a small welcome gift that fits your brand and just welcomes them to the team. This isn't just about being cute. It's about making the experience memorable, clear, and organized. You can also include like a what's to expect roadmap or timeline, something that sets expectations clearly from the beginning. People love knowing what to expect. Now, the goal here is repeatable, not robotic. So you want your systems that work the same every time, but it still feels personal on the client's end. So templates, automations, and a tight process help you stay sane so that your bandwidth to be present and professional when it matters the most. Now, we want to make sure that we automate as much as we can in this process. So once a client signs their contract and submits this intake form, the next step is getting to work organized internally, right? So this is where you're going to want to automate your project management tools. So you can set up things like creating a new project folder in Notion or Asana or ClickUp. And then you can add those pre-built-in task templates with timelines. You can assign due dates and responsibilities to team members and trigger reminders or internal checklists. So this can all be automated automatically, which is really awesome. This cuts down on the setup time and ensures that nothing gets missed. You're not starting from scratch every time. You're simply hitting go on a system that's already built to that workflow. Now, here's the thing. Onboarding isn't about making your client feel good. It's about saving you hours and brain power. So when you've built a system that sends your welcome email automatically, it collects all the information that you need, it triggers that setup and your to-do list, you free up your mental energy so you have a higher value work. So you don't have that moment where you're going, did I send that contract yet? Where's that intake form? Or I'll just write that email again real quick. That constant decision fatigue is what leads to burnout. And a good onboarding process gives you your time back. And trust me, your future self is going to thank you. Now, I don't want to be too overwhelming here. So if your onboarding system is feeling messy, that's okay. Most businesses grow faster than their systems do. And you don't need a fancy setup to make big improvements. So start small. Write your go-to email once, save it as a template. Build one intake form and choose one place to keep everything organized. You can add layers later, but the key is to get repeatable and protect your time without sacrificing your client experience.
I love how you broke that down so simply. And my question was going to be like, where do we start with this? And you even answered that. So I know that your resource for our listeners is an onboarding systems checklist. So why don't you share a little bit about that? And of course, we're going to have all the links in the show notes below, but how they can connect with you.
Yeah, so the checklist that I have is an onboarding checklist, and it's just going to go through all of this, and it's a little bit more robust and probably a little bit more granular than maybe some of our conversation today, but it's going to go through and it's going to make sure that, you know, hey, in your welcome email, have you done this, this, and this, and did you automate this, and this is the like optimal time to automate it, and There's even some like, hey, these are the tools that I love to make these things happen. And it's going to go through the different sections and kind of the different pieces of onboarding. And not everybody may have all of it, but it'll really help you break it down and using it, you know, section by section. So you're not feeling overwhelmed and trying to do everything at once, but being able to get through it in a bit more of a chunked time. And so it's a really great, really great resource. I would love to connect with people. I'm on Instagram and Facebook, A. Phillips Virtual Solutions. And I've got a website, phillipsvirtualsolutions.com, and you can find me on LinkedIn at Alicia Riley Phillips. And I love to connect. I love to get to interact with others, and I love to get to just hear and be a part of the community as a whole.
Your action step / reflection for this session, mapping out your client experience. That way you can find ways to improve, asking yourself, how could it be better? I know I just did this for the Unstoppable Experience. Speaking of which, you're building systems to create more ease, but if it still feels heavy, you're not alone. The truth is, your systems only work when your mindset and emotions are on board too. I'd love to welcome you inside the Unstoppable Experience. We bring the strategy, mindset, and emotion all together so you can finally feel grounded, clear, and in control. To see all the details and enroll, simply visit amycirca.com / unstoppable.